What's up, Dave?
Joe.
So I bet you're wondering, why would Joe pick a song from 2001 that never really has been some songs in our recent, library?
Well, since you chose it, you must have an inner
meaning. Let me explain it. So I was driving today and the song popped on, which is Wasting My Time by Default. And
I can relate to that.
Yeah, and I couldn't stop thinking about my whole season so far as a Miami Dolphin fan. Every game, especially last game, and I sat there and said, you're just wasting my time. These Dolphins are wasting my time week after week.
Yeah, but I mean, yes and no. I mean, it's not like they're planning against you.
No, they're not. No, but they're wasting.
I mean, I think the same way about my Cowboys. It's like every Sunday. The last 28, 9 years,
But we both had upside this year going into it.
And big upside.
And like a bunch of buffoons every Sunday, we sat there and watched them.
They caught us again.
Maybe this week.
And it's always about.
And at the end of every game, it was, you've wasted my time. The whole game, the whole afternoon. Thanks.
But you know what? I mean, I agree with you 100%. I feel like, yeah, you waste your time, you know, all this loyalty towards a team. And, you know, but you're not allowed to push the buttons. You know, like you can't be there to actually make change.
No, I can't. You're on your couch.
You're watching football, and you know what? Thank God there's other games.
You're right, and thank God there's other very interesting games. But I was really disappointed in the game on Sunday with Miami and Houston, because this was a big game for Miami, right? It was a big game.
Right.
They had to win this to kind of stay in the mix, which we'll go deeper into that later, because they kind of are still in the mix. But like, it's not like I can't wait for them to hopefully make wild card, because then Buffalo's going to just demolish them anyway.
Yeah.
It's more of, I've never fell in the trap of they can't beat a good team, a winning team, record team, until last weekend when they lost to Houston.
It was a big deal. They couldn't
do it though. Like again.
Yeah.
Four interceptions. They only put 12 points up on the board. Tua looked like nothing out there.
Yeah.
And so they're going, what is it with a winning record team when the Dolphins play them that they can't show up? I don't get it.
Yeah, if you're saying it's consistent, I don't watch them as much as you do, but if it's consistently like that, then yeah, there's questions have to be obviously through for sure coaching. Yeah. But also like, is Tua, because of the importance of Tua, the pressure that mounts on this guy to perform, like, and then he has a letdown game. Yep. Well, any player, especially in the position of QB, can have a letdown game. You know,
100%.
I mean, you know, go talk to Kirk Cousins. You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
Yeah,
like,
that's another one.
But like Tua has a lot of pressure on him. The coach has, obviously, he has to round the troops to get him prepared for those kinds of games. And if that's not happening, then I'm with you. You're wasting your time. Yeah. You need a good coach.
You need something. Something. Why can't we beat a winning record team? It's not even like Houston was only 8-5 going into that game.
Yeah.
It's not like you're not playing Detroit. You're not playing like these teams.
Plus, they haven't been beating anyone up
either. Anybody over 500, they haven't beaten this year. Or last year.
Yeah.
So there's something wrong. Like there's something when they face these teams.
Yeah, but so does that say the same thing with the Dolphins? Or when they're playing teams over 500, they don't show up?
I don't know. Yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea. But when I was watching the game, he threw that first interception, and it seems to me when he throws interceptions, his game's off.
Yeah.
There is no pivot. Okay, let's rebound. Let's figure this out. Let's do it. It's just like,
and did it happen early?
Yeah.
Early and often?
Yeah, it did. So then it was over. So that game was very disappointing. Big game for Houston. They win.
Yeah.
They go 9-5.
That was an important kind of
big game for Houston.
Win for them.
Because I think they've kind
especially
of locked up their division.
Season.
I think they've locked up their division.
Yeah. But like
now it's the seeding in the playoffs where they want to be.
They've locked up the division in spite of actually playing well for most of the season.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
They're,
yeah.
Like, you know, they talk about the sophomore slump. Well, guess what? I mean, I'm sorry, your quarterback had one.
Yeah, but now, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right?
It's
real.
Yeah. Because we thought, like, because what they did last year, we had, you and I at the beginning of the season, we had expectations for Houston.
Yeah.
Seeing how they were going to like answer last year.
I mean, probably too much because...
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Well, and then the
maybe.
Coach too. He's in the same spot as the quarterback.
Yeah.
He was hired.
Yeah.
When so they have a lot of like growing.
But I think, and I think now though, Houston needs to finish strong because now it's about seeding. So
for sure.
As of right now, they're facing Baltimore. Right now they're facing Baltimore first round, potentially.
Okay, yeah.
So if they move up, record, whatever. Yeah. No, actually, they actually can't. It's well, either they're either gonna play Baltimore or Pittsburgh. They can't move up. Baltimore wins their division.
Right.
Pittsburgh's ahead of their division.
Yep.
And Houston's ahead of their division.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So as of right now, Baltimore would be coming to Houston for a playoff.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But if Baltimore...
Because they didn't win their division.
Right. But if Baltimore takes over Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh's coming to Houston.
Yes.
So no matter what, Houston gets home field.
Yeah, no, I understand
what you're saying. But now it's either Pittsburgh or Baltimore. So...
Yeah. Because like, you have to win your division in order to host.
Right. Yes. Exactly. Exactly. So now it's a matter of who they're going to play. Yeah. Pittsburgh or Baltimore. So I guess it's out of their hands.
Yeah.
They've locked it. Now they're seeing who they're going to play. Ideally, I kind of want to play Pittsburgh if I'm Houston. I'm not sure I want Baltimore in a wild card game.
Well, as a you know, if you're a player though, yeah, maybe you don't care as much. I don't know. Like
I don't know either. Like, maybe as fans, we overthink it. Yeah,
We look at teams and we think they're all that, and then. Other teams like, yeah, I don't care. Like, as a player, you'd be like, I don't care who comes, man. I just want to play this game.
Yeah. Right? Or if they play them already in the season, they're like, okay, we've lost to them, but I mean, now we know what to do.
Eventually, you're going to have to play a good team to win anyway.
Exactly. I think as fans, we overanalyze it. You don't want to play that team.
Yeah.
There's no way they... I mean,
I don't think players think
to
that
a
much.
Point, I bet you to a point coaches do, because they probably know they're like, oh, man, every time I play against... Andy Reid, you know, I'm like 0-8. Yeah. So as a coach, you probably have that.
Yeah.
But and they start overthinking a bit, I think. Sure. Because sometimes you see that, right?
Yeah.
Coaches trying to outcoach each other, and then the one I think of is Sirianni for Philly.
Oh, yeah.
I think he overthinks it when playoffs come, and he always plays he does the wrong plays. Like he calls bad calls, right? But I mean,
well, I mean, it's not like he's had a long career coaching, so right. I mean, he's got to figure himself out. Yeah. I mean, he did go to a Super Bowl, so.
And I think they're going this year too.
You think they're gonna go?
I think so.
Well, they're
peaking right.
Yeah, I mean,
right time.
The Detroit, like you've mentioned, the beating that Detroit's taking on the injury side. Oh, they're
getting decimated.
So that can bode well into, you know, Philadelphia's favor.
Bad for Detroit.
But I think that when I think of overall team play, and I mean, I would have never even brought this team into the equation.
Philly.
The Vikings.
Oh, the Vikings. No. I'm pretty sure beginning of the year I called them phonies.
Yeah, well, I did too.
And now they're sitting at 12-2. They potentially could win the NFC.
Yeah.
Like they could win the NFC. Yeah. I don't think their record's going to help them. I mean, not the record. The remainder of their schedule is going to help them.
Yeah.
They have Seattle, Green Bay, Detroit left. So it's going to be hard.
Yeah, there's some tough games, but you also want to be battle tested going into the playoffs anyway.
But you don't want to be injured.
No. Well, but, okay.
Some of these games might
matter.
What I'm
saying is, like, aside from injury,
right. Yeah.
You want to be able to go in with momentum and playing at a high level.
Yeah.
And some teams might be like, you know, they might be like playing no one at the end. And if there's implications for playoffs and they got to play that game, well, guess what? That team that doesn't give a hoots about playing you could beat you, could upset you.
Can I ask you a question on that?
No.
I'm going to anyway, so whatever. You make a good point. And I was thinking about this. So if you look at that now, you're saying go into the playoffs on a high, right? Yeah. You want to be winning. Always. You want everything to be working. Yeah. You want to be healthy, but you want to be like offense is clicking, defense is clicking, right? Everybody's stepping up. I get it, and I totally agree.
Right.
But going into the last 3 weeks of the season, would you rather have a hard, like intermediate hard schedule where you still got to show up and be competitive, or would you want 3 easy games?
Well...
What's going to help you go into playoffs? Like, okay, so here's an example, okay?
Well, confidence is a weird one, right?
Right.
Like, I'll say that, you know, playing easy teams and, you know, lighting up the scoreboard is great, or shutting them down is great if they have a horrible offense. But I think that once you get in the playoffs and you play that caliber of team,
that's what I'm
saying. I think you're in trouble.
I agree.
By saying that, just give me the easy teams, even though I really don't think there's any easy games.
Okay, so here's my wild card right now, okay? So... Kansas City's sitting at 13-1.
Okay. Yeah.
Baltimore's having a hell of a back end of a season, and they're sitting at 11-3. So right now, Baltimore's thinking, we could catch Kansas City and get the bye.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that's what they want at the end of the day. I think everybody wants the bye, right?
There's no doubt you want
so that. So Buffalo wants the bye, and Buffalo's got a good chance on catching Kansas City.
Yeah. Okay?
So let me tell you the remaining schedules here.
Yeah.
Okay? You got Kansas City.
I just want to touch on that one. Like, does every team want to bye? Well, you are now advanced to the second round of the playoffs.
And you get that extra week. And you get an extra injury. Week.
So exactly. Why wouldn't you exactly. That's what you're playing
exactly.
for.
Exactly, right. So Kansas City's 13-1, Buffalo's 11-3. Buffalo loses one game in the next 3 weeks. They're not going to catch Kansas City. Kansas City's got to win what? If you do the math, two games out of the three?
It would be mathematically two.
Two games out of the three.
But Buffalo loses one. Buffalo, if they lose one.
Right, and Kansas City wins one, it's over. Okay, yeah. So Kansas City the last 3 weeks has Houston, Pittsburgh, and Denver.
Yeah, that's tough.
Right?
Yeah. That's tooth and nail in a way.
But the Bills have New England, the Jets, New England. They're potentially going 3-0.
Yeah.
So unless
Rodgers wants to go out.
Potentially they're going, okay, so let's say the Bills finish 14-3. Right?
Yep.
So.
Yeah, because the 17 games.
Right.
Yeah.
Kansas City's not going to lose three games in a row.
I don't see it, no.
They could lose two out of the three.
If Patrick Mahomes was out. But he's not.
He's not. So they need to win out. So what if I'm Kansas City, Houston is and Pittsburgh are the biggest games. Yep. But once you play Houston, they're all locked in.
Yeah, they're all.
If Denver wins tonight.
Yeah, they're all vying, yes.
If Denver wins tonight, they're all locked in.
Yeah, big game.
They're all locked in. So I'm saying this. Kansas City's going into the last three games, have to be competitive, have to win the games.
Yeah.
Buffalo's going into these games. They're going to win these three games unless, oh my God, something happens. Yep. They're not sitting anybody because they want home field advantage.
Yep.
But they're going to be easy wins. So let's say Buffalo plays these three games, but by chance, Kansas City still wins the division playing their three games.
Right.
Buffalo now goes in the first round of playoffs with the last three games of not...
Yeah, not even, half, really
not even working. Not really competing or working hard.
Yeah.
Then they walk into who are they playing first round. Maybe Denver, which I know Denver, like Buffalo is still better, but is that a disadvantage? Yeah. Is that like,
I think
you're too loose now. You're too loose.
I think generally speaking, I would say that rule would be, yeah, you're too loose.
You're too loose.
But I think you have to look at the makeup of the team too.
Yeah, true.
Sometimes
yeah,
100%. You go, okay, yeah, there's right. a guy. You're right. There's a guy playing QB who's playing off the charts.
Oh, definitely.
And he wants to be a winner.
Yeah.
And like he can just turn it seems like he just turns the light on and then just goes, right? So even if he played easy teams and he was in the playoffs, like that guy is geared to like doing some damage in the playoffs.
To win. He wants to win.
So I think I think in Buffalo's case it's an exception to the rule what you're saying, cuz like you don't want to be playing inferior talent going in the playoffs and then you play a real, you know, like the Rams. Remember we talk about whoever's going to play the Rams, because there'll be a low seed. Like they might win their division.
Yeah.
But they're going to be, you know, their record is indicative of a lower seed.
They're Vikings right now.
Who would want to play them?
Right now they got the Vikings.
Yeah, I mean.
And the Rams at home.
That would be an amazing game.
Even though the Vikings got the better record, the Rams are just above 500.
Yeah.
They're going to win their division.
Yes.
So Minnesota's got to come to them.
Yeah.
But because if you look at the NFC.
That's insane.
It's the same thing with the NFC.
Well, you just said it.
Detroit, Philly, and Minnesota are all fighting for the bye.
Right.
Okay. Detroit's got Chicago, San Fran, and Minnesota. That's huge at the end.
Yeah.
Potentially that could be a matter game, right?
Yeah.
And Philly's got Washington, Dallas, and the Giants.
Yeah. All their division.
They got their division left.
Yeah.
Which you're assuming Philly's going at least 2-1.
Well,
Washington's the only one.
Washington's the only team that
has so they're going to go
fire. So, they could so probably
potentially 2-1, right?
Yeah.
Minnesota's got.
They're not going to lose.
Minnesota's got Seattle, Green Bay, and Detroit. Mm. Seattle and Green Bay are fighting. I mean, sorry, Seattle and the Rams are fighting for the division.
Yeah.
So that game matters.
Yeah.
So Seattle's going to come to play against Minnesota right away, right? So Minnesota's got the harder schedule.
Yeah.
By far, out of the three.
No, they do. Yeah. But I also think that. Advantage Minnesota, because they're a team that wasn't even supposed to be here.
Oh, they're riding on like,
and they're like, but they're obviously they have much more, like their team, their makeup is way better than anyone ever thought.
What's their coach name?
O'Donnell.
The guy's like the quarterback whisperer.
He is, man.
Like, and JJ McCarthy hasn't even snapped the ball.
Yeah, and he's their future.
Yeah.
So but now you're like you
No, he's still their future. He's still the future.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like by far.
Yeah,
even like when Darnold he comes back next year, Darnold's a good
And Darnold's not old, but he's like, Darnold's just setting himself up for a nice, maybe, payday somewhere else, which is almost unfortunate.
Yeah. I don't know, though.
Because you don't want,
I don't want
if
to
I'm
leave.
Darnold,
I'm staying in Minnesota.
I wouldn't want to go anywhere else.
No, because that coach got you to where you are.
Yeah, because you were mediocre.
If I'm Darnold, I'm not going back to the Jets.
No, No, you don't know.
Right?
You die with the Jets.
I think, and that's another thing I'm going to bring up later is the Jets. Don't go there. Right. Let's just stay with Pittsburgh quickly. I mean, sorry, Philly. Philly played Pittsburgh on Sunday.
Yeah.
I was looking forward to a better game.
Yeah, I didn't think. I thought Pittsburgh was going to kind of, they didn't show up.
No. And listen, Philly is.
Because Philly is that much better.
No, but they are peaking at the right time. Like, they look like the most overall rounded team right now.
Yeah.
To me, it looks like.
They have growth in the right area. Like,
yeah.
They were bad on defense early.
And now they're stepping up.
Their defense is stepping up.
Right.
And their wide receivers are now complaining. Well, only one.
Yeah.
And he's going to get the ball. He's going to force feed him the ball, yeah, which is probably fine. And then you got Barkley.
Yeah.
You know, they our look, MVP. Not anymore.
They look very round. They look good.
Yep.
They look good for, like, defense, offense, defense, special teams.
I would agree. Really they're definitely in. Good. They're in the hunt.
Yeah. I just think Pittsburgh, I just thought they were going to play, like, a little bit more of a fight. So I was a little disappointed in that game. Like, I really was, because that really would have got Pittsburgh, like, in that conversation. I think if Pittsburgh would have beat Philly,
mm-hmm,
that would have brought Pittsburgh right up to that conversation.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think that in that game, if you look at, like, you know, historically, Russell was an NFC quarterback.
Yeah.
Philly played them.
Yeah.
They
That's good,
because he had an off game.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, he didn't look that good.
And they have a huge game this weekend.
And Philly's defense is peaking.
And they have a huge game this weekend.
Yeah, massive.
They got Baltimore.
Yeah.
That's for the division.
There's the rivalry again, right?
So if Baltimore wins, they tie for the division. Or actually, they would take it because they beat Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Right?
I think the Ravens has their number, right? Yeah,
so we'll see. But that game I was a little disappointed in. I also watched the Buffalo-Detroit game.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to watch that one. I did. I watched most of it. You know, I was kind of like toggling a bit between a couple games, but that game was the most intriguing. And then I thought it was getting away. Like,
me too.
Like, me, you know, too. Similar to
the, I thought it was over. I thought it was long gone.
Yeah.
But they let Detroit back in a bit.
And then you see that final score.
And then just weird play calling. And that's one thing you can't knock Dan Campbell. He will be aggressive.
Oh, yeah.
So did you see when they went for the onside kick with 12 minutes left?
I missed that.
Onside kick, 12 minutes left, Buffalo gets the ball with short distance and runs it in.
Oh. Oh, that's when he picked the ball up and just ran it right in the end zone, right?
Yeah. I was like,
he batted it to himself.
What? That was a
great play.
Right? It was. And I didn't see them going, okay, but that's Dan Campbell. Yeah. He will be aggressive. 9 times out of 10, he'll make that call again. Yeah. Like, he's aggressive.
Yeah.
He's aggressive.
Well, I mean,
it was close.
And I think in football, you have to.
They only lost by 6 points.
Or whatever,
yeah. Like, it's not, wasn't, it was like
46, 42 or something.
But it usually, but do you ever notice in football, it like happens like that? If a team blows away and puts a ton of points up, the other one always catches up because they end up like, you play on your heels after.
Yep.
Because you know, it's like defense is like, oh man, we're up by like 20 points.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, well, another touchdown. Yeah. We'll get it. But Detroit was stopping them a bit, right?
Good. I know. So, and being Canadian boys, you know, the worst goal, the worst differential or goal lead in hockey is 2-0.
Yeah.
Because you don't know whether to sit back or play forward, you know, play an offense. So,
same thing.
I agree, man. If there's a lot of time on the clock and you're 17 points, isn't that much?
No.
Like, if you got a quarter,
you got a whole quarter left.
Like,
your defense needs to steal one play.
Yeah, you got
to
keep going.
Yeah. Yeah. But I thought, like, we thought it was going to be a shootout. We said it was going to be a high scoring game.
Yeah.
I really thought Detroit at home might have pulled it out, but Josh Allen's looking like he's definitely MVP.
Yeah,
right now the way he's playing.
Yeah, he catapulted himself.
Yeah.
With the multiple games that he's put together that are the like
points he's been putting up,
like insane, right? Yeah, you can't argue with stats.
No,
you know when that's MVPs are usually related to stats.
Yeah, listen. The Buffalo Bills look really good, and there's a lot of people jumping on that right now.
Yeah, there's a lot,
which they should be, because they beat Detroit in 4 weeks left. You beat the contender.
Yeah, could you imagine like? But like, let's forward think this. 4 Super Bowls you ran in a row and you lost every one of them. Josh Allen finally brings a Super Bowl to the Buffalo Bills. Like, dude, he'd be a hero.
Yeah, but I don't see it. Listen, I want to.
I mean, you can't see it.
Listen, because I'm gonna tell you this. I'm gonna tell you this. Truthfully, I want to be a Josh Allen. I do. I really do. I like the guy a lot. I think he's a hell of a quarterback.
I'm questioning that right now.
I think no. I think he's MVP quality. He does everything he could do for that team to win.
Right.
We've said it numerous times this year. The ball's in Josh Allen's hands. There's always potential like to win the game. Yeah. You put it in to win the game. Yeah. As long as Buffalo's got Josh Allen, they're winning the game.
Yeah. Those sidelines. And that's it all day. Those sidelines. He runs the sidelines. He throws across his body.
Listen, the guy's got rushing touchdowns, he's got throwing touchdowns. The guy does it all. Buffalo, beginning of the year, nobody counted them out. I hate how everybody's like, oh, everybody counted Buffalo out. Nobody counted them out.
Yeah, not as Josh.
They just thought the Jets and the Dolphins were going to give them more of a run for the division, and they didn't.
Yeah.
So that's the different conversation. Nobody's ever going to take Buffalo out of the equation. Yeah. It's just, but what they're doing with what they had is amazing. They're 11-3.
Yeah.
Everybody thought losing Diggs, losing Singletary. Listen, there's names on a list I have right now that everybody thought were impactful players. Like when Buffalo lost Poyer, and Poyer went to Miami.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Buffalo lost Poyer. I've watched every Miami Dolphin football game this year with Poyer in the field, and Poyer should not be playing football anymore. So Buffalo knew something.
A talent evaluation.
Right.
And when guys are over the hill and when they get rid
Buffalo
of
Buffalo knew when Poyer walked away, they didn't care.
That's another extra.
Right. Exactly. So I'm sitting there going, okay, Buffalo's doing everything great. And I want to really, because family, friends, everybody loves, but I want to sit there and say, oh yeah, Buffalo.
Yeah.
I cannot see Buffalo. Because
we live so close.
But I cannot see Buffalo beating Baltimore or Kansas City in the playoffs. I don't see it. Like, if they do, amazing.
If they're at, but even like
this year, I'm saying.
Even if they're at home,
no,
yeah,
I don't see it.
Yeah,
Kansas City to me is looking like a juggernaut every week because everybody's coming back. Hollywood Brown's back this weekend.
Yeah,
okay, Patrick Mahomes high ankle sprain doesn't look like an ankle sprain.
See, his offense. I get what you're saying, but if it's just him.
No, but they have weapons now. They have multiple. Yeah, you have Hopkins, okay? You have that worthy kid. You have Hollywood Brown. You have Pacheco. You have Hunt. You have a 1-2
Pacheco
punch.
Pacheco is probably their life.
You have Hunt that's playing great.
Yeah.
So
they have a lot of weapons now.
Now they have depth. Yeah, yeah. They didn't have depth last year. Yeah.
They can deal with injuries because they've been dealing with them all year.
Yeah, and now they're all back at the right time.
And that actually is a right? championship.
And their defense
caliber.
Has always been good. So I'm sitting there going, man.
I like your point.
And you can never knock out Baltimore right now. And now you're playing Derrick Henry in the playoffs. Like, this guy wants it more than anybody.
Yeah.
So you're going to see a different Derrick Henry come playoffs and good coach.
I would say when you say of hunger, obviously Baltimore would be hungry.
Yeah.
You know, with Lamar, you know, he's taken a beating in, you know, PR because of
MVP,
every dude. Yeah, you're the best, but like can't you finish win a playoff game?
You can't finish.
Yeah, I mean, and then you're right, but then I could say the same thing like for Josh Allen to be the face of Buffalo, like not only of the team, but of the city.
I totally agree. Like, I know where you're going.
And then you got like, you know, you go back to the Jim Kelly days when the guy was the guy and he never won a championship. Nope, and then this guy comes along and is able to win one. You know what? Like,
right.
But I know what you're saying.
That's just the only thing I'm saying.
Well, like, that makes it at least a fun playoffs.
100%. I totally agree. And that's the only thing. Like, I think Buffalo's making through the first round. If they don't get a bye, I know they're making through the first round.
Yeah.
Okay? Unless something happens with Baltimore, they lose three games and they go to the last wild card. Who knows? But I'm saying they're going, like, I know Buffalo's going to beat Detroit. I mean, Denver or Indy or the Chargers. I know it. It's just then
I agree with that,
it gets tough.
Yeah.
Can they beat Pittsburgh? Yes. Baltimore and KC, I don't know. Like, I just, as much as we've always said, we're not going to talk about Kansas City, blah, 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 blah. But they're going for it too. Like, they want to be that dynasty team.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Reid wants to go down as the greatest coach, not Bill Belichick. You know what I mean? Patrick Mahomes wants to pass Tom Brady. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no, they're
just a good team.
They're definitely hungry for, like, legacy.
You know for sure.
Mean? Like, I mean, you're hoping you're playing the game for that anyway. Like, you know, like,
you want to go down as like,
well, that's a champion,
the guy,
like you, right? Champion of your sport. Like, yeah, who doesn't want to do that?
You want to go down as like,
and they're pretty much 75% there.
And like, and everybody's against them this year.
Yeah,
seems like everybody's against them.
Yeah, because as a fan,
it's like them again.
You also like
them again. Yeah, them again. Here we go.
Well,
again.
Like, I mean, the Tom Brady days, man. Come on, like,
oh my god, I'm in that division. Like, it's like,
well, I know, and you know,
no chance,
and you know, like, but everyone even outside, like, even if you're in a different conference, because you're always losing to that team, you're like, okay, can we just have a different, like, can we just have a couple different teams playing?
If only Atlanta would have beat them.
Oh, they should have.
If only Atlanta would have beat them, I think it would have been a different.
It would have been a different probably career.
Yeah, I think
no,
so.
No, like, there's no doubt.
You remember that?
That was one of the, at the time, it was the biggest
gap
of all time.
Couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And I actually really liked Matt Ryan when he played.
Yeah, now he's an analyst.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a good quarterback.
He was.
He was a great quarterback.
Yeah.
And he never left.
Yeah. Oh, what do you mean?
He never left Atlanta. Did he?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Did he?
Maybe briefly.
Last year?
I actually don't think he did. I think he did. He got hurt. I think he did like a
Didn't he have that really bad? No, didn't he have that really bad injury? No, that wasn't Matt Ryan. That was, oh my God.
I don't think it was.
Was it?
He just went downhill really fast. That's all I know. But I actually do think that Matt Ryan went somewhere else. I think he went to Indy.
He did. He did go to Indy.
And it was not good.
For one year.
Yeah. Because he declined fast.
Yeah. Okay. Can we get to that quick? No. Let's get to that really quick.
Which one?
Decline.
Oh, yeah.
So, watch a lot of football this year. Tons of football. And
especially this weekend, right, Joe?
Yeah, that's why you
got to carry this show.
Yeah. No, but there's three players that are really, I've noticed decline in this year, right? That are like always, okay, so Aaron Rodgers is one.
Yeah.
But we talked about the beginning of the year. Yeah. I think Aaron Rodgers is done. The Jets are not re-signing Aaron Rodgers. There's no way. They have to go pick a quarterback in the draft. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they can't re-sign Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers came out this year and said, or just this week and said, well, if they pick a number one draft quarterback, I'm more than happy to stay on and be the mentor for him. Or if I play, he can watch blah, 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 blah.
I think
blah.
He's talking out of other
side. No team in the NFL right now is going to be willing to take on Aaron Rodgers unless it's a pure backup role.
Yeah, no. I heard him briefly like kind of say, I'm going to take my time. I'm going to... You know, because no one wants him. I think
I could see
if someone reaches out to him. I mean, yeah. But I just don't know what team would even take that risk.
I could see if like
he's not showing.
No, he's there for mentorship. Well, then hire him as a quarterback coach. You know what I mean? Like he's not going to be a good like a backup. Another one that pops up from a quarterback perspective is Kirk Cousins.
Yeah,
not a great year this year.
No,
came to Atlanta, paid him a ton of money to come. Atlanta always knew they had their future quarterback there.
They wouldn't have drafted him otherwise.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. So I think Cousins always knew. Almost. I think Cousins always knew what his outcome would have been in Atlanta, but not this quick.
No.
He really took a step back this year.
Yeah, and I think it has to do with like if production's not there, which it's not, and you're supposed to be like the way they started the year, they were supposed to be in it.
In that division, and for sure.
Instead of getting better, they've gotten worse.
Yeah, they got worse. He's got worse too.
Yeah, I mean,
so you can see it.
He's putting up horrible numbers, and that's when you make change.
Exactly. Which I'm just saying. Which I agree with them. Yeah. I just think that's. And here's.
Oh no, I agree. I'm sad for Kirk because I think the guy is still young enough and talented enough. But maybe it's the offense system. I don't know.
Could be. Man, listen, I'll tell you right now, if the Miami Dolphins said we're taking Kirk Cousins now as a backup quarterback for Tua, I'd be, this is the greatest thing in the world.
Oh, dude, I'd be all over it too if he was.
Here's my other one. Let's see if you agree or not. Tyreek Hill. Not this. I've watched a lot of Miami Dolphin football.
Yeah.
And I know the season didn't start great, but the last 5 weeks. This guy doesn't look like he matters.
Is it a lazy player?
As of now, it looks like it, but I don't know if he's lazy or if he can't anymore.
Because
you know, in football, doesn't matter what position you are, it hits you like a brick wall all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Right?
So
you can't recuperate quick enough.
Yeah.
You can't, someone, you know what I mean?
So someone needs to like...
He's not impactful.
Someone needs to race him.
He's not impactful anymore. See
if he can run, though.
He's not an impactful player on the field anymore.
I'll be honest. I've never really even liked the guy. I mean, when I say like, I don't mean like I got anything against him because I don't know him. But it's just like his attitude at times, you know, from leaving Kansas City to going to Miami, you know, and he was about the mighty dollar, which I get it. I mean, you know, you want to get, you know, your dollars, especially if your production's up. But I was never like, okay, yeah, you're fast. But like, it's not like I thought he was a world beater ever. I mean, Kansas City.
He had a great year last year.
I'm not saying he wouldn't look good in Kansas City still when they got rid of him. Obviously, he's been productive in Miami. But I never, it's not like, there's something about his off the field demeanor and his on-the-field demeanor and him being he's a highlight reel.
He is a distraction.
I feel like he's the typical diva receiver.
Yeah. Well, he's a distraction, I think.
Yeah, well, that's what this a guy tweets diva is. Stuff.
But it's just it's on-field. Like, I'm last game, I don't know if you saw it at all. I'd love to be able to pull it up and show you.
Yeah.
The last quarter, the fourth quarter, Miami's trying to push to get back into the game.
And they Tua
throws the ball up. Oh, lots of time.
Yeah.
The ball's in Tyreek's hands. But the Houston player, and I forget who it was, apologize, literally just like stealing candy from a baby and just took it out.
He just
took it out midair, just grabbed it. I'm thinking to myself,
The effort.
I'm like, yo, man.
Yeah, you're the
guy. You're supposed to be the guy.
Yeah.
And all game, you zagged instead of zigged. You zigged instead of zagged. You were late to the ball.
It's like you're running your own place.
Or you're giving up. Or you can't do it, or you're giving up. It's one or the other.
Yeah. It could be a bit of a combination.
But I'm thinking going to myself, you could blame the beginning of the year all day, and I agree.
Yeah.
But how does the beginning of the year, when you have no star quarterback for the first 5 weeks, I understand your production's going to be next to nothing.
Yeah. I mean,
but then when your quarterback comes back, he's having a hell of a year, right?
And your production is
just the same as the other one. So I'm saying to myself, something's wrong, and I think it's just catching up to him now.
Yeah.
Right? I just don't think he's like a productive player, and I think it's going to hurt him. I mean, he got his contract. He's retiring in Miami.
Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah.
But if he ever wanted, like, I don't see teams throwing the bank at him now.
No, they wouldn't.
Or to Miami. Hey, we'll take Tyreek. Who do you want? What do you want? No.
Oh, no,
he's
no.
not going to be an impactful player anymore.
Tyreek would be like one-year deals.
He's not an impactful player.
That's all that's left.
Yeah, it's all that's left.
He's no different than when you got Beckham.
I'm looking at Miami right now. I'm like, you have a future in some of these other kids. Like, you have Washington, the rookie. Kid looks fast. Looks pretty promising.
Yeah.
You're going out there. Yeah. What do you have to lose now?
No.
Tyreek is not going to win your season.
Yeah, and the drop-off between a top wide receiver to like a top wide receiver coming into the league. Like, what's the drop-off necessarily if you throw the guy out there and you just get him to learn on the field? You know, because these guys are all talented, right?
If you made the NFL, you have talent.
You can't make the NFL if you're not talented. Like, you're an athlete. Right now. You're an athlete first most.
I'm a Miami Dolphin. I'm sitting there going, okay, like, what do you have to lose?
Yeah.
Right now, you're out of playoffs. Your season's been a bust since week one.
Yeah.
What do you have to lose? They say, well, what do we have here? Mm-hmm. Let's see what we have.
Yeah.
Get these kids out here.
Yeah.
These rookies. Let's see what we have in them.
Yeah.
Right?
Before
we have to make some big judgment in like the offseason.
I know. And that's why contracts, you got to be careful. Like, they always talk about it being a business, right?
Yeah.
But if your business, you run the business to provide value, right?
Yeah. So for sure. I mean,
But you're getting, and you're trying to get rid of like someone that doesn't have any value, or is it just because he wants to be somewhere else? I don't know sometimes with these athletes.
But if you're going to have a year like this, you're not going nowhere.
Yeah. Well, maybe in his... Yeah, but maybe in his ego mind.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe because he's a diva. He just thinks he can just write a ticket anywhere.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll go back to Kansas City next year.
Yeah, like, who knows what he thinks? I'm going to run the 100-meter dash now.
Yeah, I would love to see him challenge those track and field stars now.
They
will destroy
him. He got destroyed anyway.
You love to love the guy because he's supposed to be your wide receiver one and all that. I'm not saying the guy's like horrible player. I'm just saying that it looks like it's catching up to him now where he's starting not to be that impactful player anymore.
Well, right? In football, it's like because it's such a fast game, like speed and, you know, if you lose, they always say if you lose a step.
And I think you lost a step.
If you lose a step, well, guess what? Then they caught you.
He's sitting there saying, I broke my hand. That's why I can't catch the ball. I'm going, your timing's not there.
Yeah.
That's where I'm looking. I watched that whole Houston game and every ball, I should pull this up. Every ball that got thrown, like, he just didn't get it.
Did he break his hand?
That's what he's saying. That's why he can't catch the ball. I'm like, no, you're not there. You're not there.
Yeah.
You're not there for the pass. Listen.
Sounds like he's making that up.
A good wide receiver will make their quarterback look good all the time. Right?
Yep.
Because they'll jump up to get the big stretch pass, like reach to grab it, or they'll go low. You know what I mean? They'll make their quarterback look good.
Yeah.
Right? But if the ball is going to you, you got to get him.
Yeah.
And he's just not getting them.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, like good players know if they're injured, they hurt their team more by being out there.
100%.
So, like,
you need to sit down.
Yeah.
to say I can't go. Why are you throwing me the ball?
Yeah, dude, I'm going to blame it on my broken. But why are you playing then? Like, so he's a confusing dude, man.
He is. He's
you just don't know what he's going to like.
He had 36 say. Yards last game.
Yeah, that's
the rookie Washington had 52.
Yeah.
He's just not there. Like, Waddle went out. But anyway, I don't want to go too much to Miami. Numbers, this is like a rabbit hole for Miami Dolphins for me right now. So we're not getting that anymore. We're done with Miami.
Okay.
They're playing San Fran. Miami's still in the hunt for wild card, but a lot has to happen.
Yeah.
So they're not getting in.
I know last week I was like, I didn't watch a lot of football, but you did. And I was like, oh, man. I kind of caught the Miami score. And I'm like, oh, I better go give flowers to Joe. Put him on his grave.
So here's
but a quick meanwhile, funny story. Then you tell me this week, it's like, so, they still have a chance.
here's a quick funny story. So my kid that absolutely loves football came down. I'm like, hey, buddy, are we going to watch football? He's like, no, I'm not watching that game. He knows. He's known all year. He's like, no, I'm not watching that game.
Yeah, all you're going to do, Dad, is...
And then he came down after. He's like, who's on? And I'm like, different game, right? I'm like, well, now you want to watch football, eh?
But because he knows the loyalty and how you're going to take the outcome, and you're like...
But I don't get upset
I'm
going
to watch football with you, Dad.
It's just like the obvious. Because to him, he's like, I don't want to watch it anymore. But I'm like, I'm still going to watch it. Even if they're down by 30.
Yeah.
Right? But he's like, this is over.
I know.
I'm like, yeah, but still got to kind of watch it.
I fall into the same trap. It's like...
You don't pay attention as much, but you're still watching it.
I know. You're like, can I see a positive play?
That's all you want to see. Can I see something right?
Yeah.
Like,
it reminds me of my golf game.
Can I get one hole?
Like, can
one
I? One hole. I just want to hit that ball correctly one time. Then I know I can come back.
I got one.
I got to earn that.
Drive.
Yeah.
It's one. Yeah. Okay. Why don't we jump into this week? Because this is a big week. Yeah. And I think we could get into every game starting to matter now.
There's a lot on the table.
Yeah. Right?
There's almost too much to talk
exactly.
about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
maybe we shouldn't talk about it at all.
No, we shouldn't. But I kind of want to talk about... I want to talk about three games.
Okay. Yeah,
the one game I want to talk about is tonight's game. Is Denver and the Chargers.
Yeah, I look forward to this game.
Denver wins, they're in. It's simple. Yeah. Win, you're in.
Wow.
Win, you've locked it, you're in. Now, the Chargers lose. The Chargers are 8-6.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They have teams behind them that are 6-8. And the teams behind them are Cincinnati, Miami, and Indy.
Wow.
So if the Chargers lose...
It's kind of an impressive lineup.
They drop to 8-7, and now if these teams all win, they're 7-8.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
who's the wild card team out of those three?
I'll be honest. Like, Denver's like, you know, they're an uprising kind of.
Bo Nix has future. Bo Nix has got
for
future.
For sure. Like, but Peyton got his guy. Yeah, I mean, he's a football guy. NFL. He's proven it, right? Yeah. But like that one team that like Cincinnati, like
is that your wild card team?
Would they not be the scariest team?
What I'm saying. Is that your wild card team?
It has to be.
So if they make it to the wild card, are they your wild card team?
Oh my God, they could beat anyone.
Yeah.
With that offense. And they just need to fix a couple things on the defense. I mean, sorry.
Yeah.
The whole defense. Yeah. But I remember we touched on it. I mean, same defensive coordinator who's done well in Cincinnati. I think talent, they just don't have the talent on defense.
But man, if they make it, I think you would see a different team.
Yeah, maybe they...
Because they were so out. They were so far out.
Yeah.
They were so far out of this conversation.
I know, they kept losing.
Yeah. So I'm like, so huge game for the Chargers too, right? Like, if they lose, now they're in that disaster of a mix.
Yeah, the Chargers actually... this is why they got Harbaugh. To win games like this.
Yeah, but he's a rookie.
He's not a rookie.
So
he went to the Super Bowl.
Nobody can see this. I'm going quotations, rookie coach.
Yeah, but he's not a rookie coach.
But he's been out for a while.
I know, but he still knows the importance of this game.
Right, but the players, like, you know, this is your first year.
I think it's up to the Chargers organization.
Yeah.
Like, they've been notorious for just being that team that you thought was good that just always choked.
And I think this is also...
So maybe this is their opportunity.
Yeah, and I think this is also Justin Herbert's finally say, why am I not in the mix of conversations?
Yeah, well, right now, dude, then you have to prove it tonight.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And get to playoffs and prove it.
Yeah.
Prove why you're not in that conversation mix because you got drafted high.
Oh,
super right. High, you got drafted in front of Tua. You got drafted
top 10, whatever.
No, it's top three.
Well, I didn't know he was that high.
He went before because that's the whole mix.
Okay, there was that was a quarterback draft though. So
they took Tua and not Justin Herbert. Miami. Okay. No, sorry, you're right. Miami took Tua fifth, and then Justin Herbert went sixth to the Chargers.
Yeah, I thought went a little bit. Yeah.
So they picked Tua.
Still super high, but
they took injured Tua over him, right?
Okay,
But it's like, he's why am I not in this mix of the conversation of everybody, right?
That's
so this
why
is it now. Prove it.
The reason why he plays the way he does.
Like, you got the coach, go through it.
He's a pretty tough quarterback, too.
He's a tough quarterback. So I think that's a huge game tonight. I'm looking forward to watching that game.
I like that game.
I also really want to watch the Pittsburgh and Baltimore game. Battle of the North.
Yeah, the rivalry.
But this is it. Baltimore wins. They're 9-5. They win. They go 10-5. And Pittsburgh would lose. They go 10-5.
So they both have... Oh.
This is for...
So they're like... this is like for the...
Home field. This is for home field. Because remember earlier... If
how could you not want to watch that game?
Because if not, they're playing Houston. Somebody has to play Houston first round at home in Houston.
Yes, because they won the division.
Right, so this is big for these guys. And Baltimore wants to finish, to your point, wants to finish on that high note. Because they've had an up and down season.
They have, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so, they've had some like losses where you're like, where were you?
Yeah.
Like, where's your team, man?
So then, here's another game. And I don't know if this actually matters to one team. You got Houston and Kansas City. Houston's locked. They got home field advantage. Nobody's catching them in their division. Kansas City's playing for the AFC. Right?
Yep.
But Houston wants to beat Kansas City. Because they want to sit there and say, listen, Buffalo beat them.
Oh, yeah.
We beat Buffalo. Wait, did Houston beat Buffalo? Who did Buffalo lose to? Kansas? No. Baltimore? Houston? Those three games.
Buffalo?
Yeah. Baltimore? Houston?
The Rams.
And the Rams. They lost to Houston. So if I'm Houston, I'm saying we beat Buffalo.
Yeah.
If we beat the Chiefs, why aren't we in this mix of like Super Bowl contenders? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
So it's a big game for Houston too. Yeah. Everybody wants to beat the Chiefs.
Yeah. Anytime you're going to beat, anytime you beat the champs, I mean, that's.
But I kind of want to see I kind of want to see Hollywood Brown.
Yeah, you think even him coming back right away, you think he's going to be an impact player?
I want to see.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to give him like as many snaps. Like
his snap count will be there.
Right. But I want to see. Does he have the speed?
It
was a shoulder injury.
Yeah, right? His speed should be there, though.
Right.
Like his leg, if his legs didn't get hurt,
So that's kind of a big game. Like, I kind of want to see, right? I want to see Patrick Mahomes. Again, nobody can see this. Quotations, high ankle sprain.
Yeah.
I think he's a little more of a drama on the field when he gets hurt than anything.
I'll be honest.
Full practice, high ankle sprain.
When I hear high ankle sprain, that's serious usually.
Yeah.
Like, no, meaning like, okay, like his pain threshold is through the roof. I don't know, but I don't think it's actually a high ankle sprain.
I don't think so either.
I think it's a high bruise.
That's where I'm thinking. He got hit hard. He went down. He rolled off the field. He limped. Blah, blah, blah. Carson Wentz, when the game was over anyway, Wentz went in. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
The guy was fine from day one. He's just, I think when he gets something like that, he gets like, oh my God, I'm in so much pain. It's like,
well, yeah, when you're that good, you know, sometimes the drama gets to you and you're like, you know what? I'm going to make it seem like I'm even worse than I am and I'm going to win and I'm going to look, my legacy is going to be better.
Yeah.
Don't quote me on that one, but
another game I want to see is Philly and Washington. Philly's chasing Detroit for the NFC. Mm-hmm. Washington's got to finish strong.
Yeah, that was a huge loss by Detroit because Philly beating
and
Pittsburgh,
this is a playoff.
It changed. It basically changed the whole landscape of the NFC. Yeah. Well, seedings potentially.
Yeah. And right now, the playoff matchup is Philly against Washington.
Yeah, that's going
to
be...
So this is good to see. This is potentially we're going to see this again, right? So it's like, I kind of want to see this.
Yeah, my old coach with Washington, see what he can
who's
do.
Who's also had an up and down year. Like, we also had high expectations
lately,
of Washington this year.
Lately they've had some downers.
Because they started like on this such a high that we're like, oh my God, this team's for real.
Yeah.
And then it's like, wait a minute, they came back to reality a bit.
Yeah, Daniels
rookie
came down to earth
a little bit, right? But rookie coach...
But he's also like, it's just growth.
Exactly. And for a coach too. Rookie coach, like... Yeah. Not a rookie coach as in a coach because he's defensive coordinator, but rookie head coach.
No, he's not a rookie head coach either, though.
He
coached Atlanta way back.
Way back.
But yeah, you're right, though. For him,
so it's
his new team.
Right, exactly.
He's got a rookie QB. Yeah. I mean, he's got a defense that he's trying to mold because he's a defensive guy. It's a big game for them. And yeah, you know what? I flip a coin on this one.
Me too.
I wouldn't know who's going to win this game.
Me neither.
Like, I really don't know.
Vegas is saying Philly by 3.5.
Is it in Washington?
No, yeah.
Interesting. 3.5.
Yeah. Baltimore's
I think Philadelphia deserves to be favored, but I think that's a field goal game for sure.
Baltimore, we'll step back a minute. They're giving zero respect for Pittsburgh here. Baltimore is 6.5.
Wow. Yeah.
Pittsburgh's got the winning record.
I wonder if that has anything to do with last week.
That's what I'm thinking. Because Baltimore's at home, so you're going to give them that.
Yeah, but 6.5.
6.5. And then Kansas City's favored by 3.5 at home.
Is it probably because Baltimore's always beating Pittsburgh now?
Maybe.
That has something to do with it. Vegas has their own algorithms.
Here's two more. The Rams and the Jets. Now, Jets are garbage. I get it. But man, do I want to see the Rams keep rolling.
Oh, me too.
I want to, and this is the game.
Yeah, like I like watching the Rams.
This is the game where it gets, to your point earlier, the confidence through the roof.
Yeah.
Get those points up.
Yeah.
Get your defense stopping everything.
Yeah.
And just go.
Yeah, because they might be peaking at the right time.
Because their last game of the season is against Seattle. That could mean the division.
Yeah.
If Seattle keeps winning as well.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, isn't it crazy to think that they were like 40-something game, like the Bills game, and then they go and play San Francisco, it's like 12-6.
Yeah. But like, you kind of knew that because San Fran's defense is a little stingy too, though, right?
No, that was a defensive. Yeah. But what I mean by that is, San Diego. The Rams defense all of a sudden played well,
really well.
And I'm like, okay, is Josh Allen that good? Is the Rams defense that bad, or is the San Francisco that bad? You just don't know.
Or did the NFL tell them to rank up the points?
Yeah, who knows? But I still think it was an entertaining game, even though it was fun to watch.
Me too. I totally agree. Totally agree. Which brings me to Seattle. Seattle is at home against Minnesota.
Yeah.
So both teams need to win.
That's huge.
Both teams need to win.
These games are all crazy.
They're all crazy. And Minnesota's favored by 3. Visiting.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's another one. And I know what you're going to say. I know what you're going to say. But I'll tell you why I like this game. Tampa against Dallas. Dallas at home. Tampa by 4. The only reason why I like this game is because I like what I saw in Dallas last week. And I just want to see them keep going.
Can you tell me what is it that you liked?
Rush was moving. He was throwing the ball.
Yeah, I know.
I think Rico Dotto's got massive potential. Well, the guy's always running 100 yards every game now.
3 games in a row. Yeah. He's at over 100.
Your defense looks good. Listen, I'm not saying Dallas is going to all of a sudden make wild. They're not making wild card.
No, they're not going to be in the playoffs.
But they're finishing strong. Finish strong.
Yeah. Respectable.
See what you have for next year and finish strong. Yeah. Like, don't
that's
just
part of my
quit.
Problem with that team, though.
Don't just quit let's, now. Let's just be season's respectable. Over. But yeah, but don't be season's over. We're done. No, finish strong.
It shows something.
So now
it shows that they're playing football to win the game. They're playing. Obviously, they didn't give up on their coach.
And do you remember?
Which I thought, like, well, I did, but they didn't.
I did.
but they didn't. Which is like I said, I'm not in the locker room. They're playing for something.
But we also said, remember
pride
when what was it like beginning season? We were like, they have no run game. Remember?
Yeah, no, they didn't.
It looks like they found a run game.
Better way to find a run game, knowing that in order for you to win any games, you better find it because Dak went down for the year. You got Cooper Rush. I mean, that guy's not gonna like beat you with his arm. I know he had a good game.
Yeah, a great game. Yeah.
But isn't it because of the running game?
Yeah.
I mean, it sets up.
But did you find your running back?
Cliche, but it
did you find him?
I mean,
is your running back next year?
Well, I'll tell you right now.
He played for it.
I know he's like up. Like he would be. You'd have to sign him. But I would give him a respectable
100%
deal. And if someone will bid you, someone will bid you. I mean,
he almost reminds me of the Singletary of Buffalo years.
Yeah.
He deserved to be their running back.
Yeah.
He left to go to the Giants, which whatever.
He definitely proved that.
He proved to be their running back one.
RB1. Yeah, early on, I thought, oh my God.
Right? He's their RB1. He earned that spot. That's
like Elliot should just when you see when Elliot goes in, like just to stay on this point, because I still watch them. When you see Elliot go in and then you see Dowdle run the ball, there's no comparison. The guy has bursts. He has. You know, he has the ability to make someone miss. He can, power through.
Yeah, yeah.
Elliott's lost Every single one of those things, he's on the list. Well, he's done. This is his last year for sure.
He tried to do that like ride to the sunset because Dallas was supposed to be a bet, whatever. But I get it.
And then you're right about him though.
And then Tampa, if Tampa wins, they lock the South. It's over.
Yeah,
Atlanta's not catching them. Saints aren't catching them.
Tampa's such a weird team, though.
They're just a 500.
They're a big letdown 1 week, and like, oh my god, you killed that team this week, and it's just like
they're not beating the Packers. Who are
you? They're what? Not
beating the Packers. Right now, they're lined up to play the Packers.
Yeah, no, I don't see it either.
I don't see it. And then the other kind of games on my radar is the Monday nighter of the. It's New Orleans and the Packers, not because of New Orleans is going to be a good game. The Packers are favored by 14.5. Yeah. It's I want to see the Packers keep going.
Yeah.
Right? Keep
going. Yeah, I actually...
They're 10-4, go 11-4, go 12-4. Why don't you win the NFC?
Yeah, I almost feel like...
You can win the NFC. Go. Yeah.
And I think Jordan Love's finally getting healthy.
Yeah.
And he's kind of showing, you know, like, you have... I mean, to play football, you got to be healthy.
Oh.
You can't play this game if you're, like, 60%. On, you know... Yeah.
Doesn't help. Doesn't work.
Because everyone else is amped. And
you're like, one hit away, you're one tweak away, you're one play away, and then you're out of the game.
So he's showing something, and I always like the coach. So yeah, they're a bit of like because of the injuries in Detroit, the Packers are probably something to be like.
That's what I'm saying. It's a big game for them. Like if the Packers could win that game, right, and then move themselves up to 11-4, mm-hmm. and Minnesota's got the harder schedule, and they get themselves down a bit. Who's saying the Packers can't catch Detroit?
Yeah, no, it could happen, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on their schedule. Like, they have the Saints, Minnesota, which is the big game, and then Chicago.
Yeah.
So they could go 3-0 if they want to.
Yeah.
And they're in the mix against Detroit. Like, you know what I mean? So it's a big game for them. It's a big game for the Packers.
Yeah. And I actually, the biggest thing is probably, like, we're not in the lock, but the coach and the players, well, they always say, you know... Who cares about our destiny? Who cares about potential? Who cares about, like, you know, we're going to play this team this week, and whoever it is we play the next week, then we'll prepare for them. We don't care. Like, and that's actually a great way to coach, too, right?
I feel like he's like that.
Like, he's like that. So I'm with him.
I agree. I just think those are my games. I mean, I think there's going to be better games.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not better games. I think there's going to be other good games. I think every week's going to get better and better.
And there'll be games that we didn't think were going to be
better. I think this year, the best thing about this year is it's going right. I think they did a pretty good job, except for the Bills' schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I think they could have. I mean, but everybody thought the Jets were going to matter.
Yeah.
So that's why they threw the Jets in there.
Yeah.
But it would have been amazing if it was New England, Jets, Miami.
Yeah.
The last three games of the season, if it's all within, is pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
But everybody, this is going to go right down to the last week of football this year.
Yeah.
For positioning.
Yeah. Which is
pretty cool.
Yeah. It's 17 weeks of football and you're like, oh man, like you're still jockeying.
People are still winning their division.
Yeah. You always want to, I mean, come on, like you want something to play for, so. I think when you're setting the schedule, there's probably some serious thought going on. But yeah, when it comes to like teams faltering like the Jets, yeah, you're not seeing that.
No, yeah.
But then it's like, well, you know, just at least pull them from primetime if you can.
But yeah, they're not going to do that. But I'm saying, but like right now you have teams in the mix for the AFC and NFC championship. You have teams in the mix for just winning their division. You have teams in the mix for a wild card. So the last 3 weeks of football, it's pretty exciting football.
It's going to be very exciting. Yeah. And like now I would like, you know, as far as like bringing me to my extra point of the week would be like, what about next year? You know, I mean, because as a fan, you're always wondering about, okay, like what is it that we got to do next year to make us viable again? Because like I could like not just a pinpoint on the Cowboys, you could say that about the Dolphins too. Yeah. But when I hear stuff like this, like the owner says stuff like, well, you know, Parsons, who's arguably, you have to have that stalwart guy on your defense
100%.
To be able to like get the offense off the field.
You have to.
If you don't have one of those guys,
then
I agree with you. I just don't think you're going to be a championship football team.
I agree.
So now it's like, well, we have to be very careful for, you know, how much we can like pay, you know, our players. So now it's talk of trade.
Oh yeah, okay, go right? ahead. Yeah, here we go.
So it's like, okay, so you're trading the wrong guy.
100%, you're trading the wrong guy.
Yeah, like I mean, you want to pay Dak all that money, who's not playing. You want to pay CD all that money. I mean, I know he's had an okay season, but he's not playing because Dak's not playing. So then Parsons gets injured, freak injury, whatever. And then you're what? You're looking at, like, you make these comments about, well, the players, you know, if you put all your money into three and one of them's not playing, then you're
star defensive player. Trade him.
You're not going to find another Parsons.
And every team
would line up.
Will to listen, like, to your offers.
Yeah.
Because they will take him.
So, I mean, I don't know if he's doing it like to play. Like, he could be. I just don't think he's that smart.
Kansas City Chiefs will never win that the game Super Bowl where he's without like putting Chris it in
Parsons'
Jones.
Head, take less money. I don't know. Because Parsons wants to be a Cowboy for life, right? But so, like, my point isn't about Parsons. My point isn't about Dak. My point is about how you set your team up to be viable year to year by signing the right guys.
Well, yeah. I get it. I get what you're saying.
Too much money in quarterbacks. Too much.
Will it ever go away?
Well, like, we've alluded to, like, have a QB salary cap. Like, who cares what it is? Pay that guy and don't count against anything else. Because...
Yeah, can you do that, though?
Well, I mean, it's your business. Why can't but, you do that?
No, like, I think the salary cap's got to be total roster. Quarterback to kicker.
Yeah.
Has to be. Because if you take out the salary of the quarterback, that's like taking out the salary of the coach, right? You could pay your coach $100 million a year. Coach's salary doesn't go towards the salary cap.
Okay.
It doesn't, right? Yeah. So you could cut your coach, doesn't matter, you pay him off, bye-bye, go away.
I feel like I would argue that point, but yeah.
The quarterback is an important part of your team. And to give an advantage to say, we have all the money in the world, we're going to sign our quarterback, we're going to give him $60 million, but doesn't go to our cap.
Yeah.
But then another team's like, but I can only give my quarterback 40.
Yeah.
Or I can only give my own quarterback 20.
Well, he's not going to play for that team, so he's got to pick a team.
Well, yeah.
There's only one quarterback per team.
Yeah. Well.
There's no other position that's so segregated.
Yeah.
So, like, you could say, oh, I want to pay my offensive line. Well, you got more than one. I don't pay my
Well, defense. Yeah, no.
No,
some
no.
of them are stum-
No, I know. You get up. Your studs, yeah. whatever. Yeah. But I'm saying, your quarterback is the one, like, the would one you, okay. position would you do that a, maybe shouldn't be included.
Yeah, maybe. I think it should.
No.
It's a roster spot.
Excuse me. Joe, you can stick to the standards. I get it. You can stick to...
It goes both ways. I get both arguments.
But, too. I mean, of all positions, like, they're...
On the field of all positions, yeah, you're mean, right.
And 100%. Does baseball have a salary cap?
No.
It's only okay.
Baseball or baseball.
So maybe football shouldn't have one. I don't know.
Maybe
should. It just seems weird that we talk about...
Yeah, maybe
like,
not.
Like, when you're talking about not signing a generational talent because the how much money you're paying other players...
Well, that's per management. That's,
yeah. No,
that's
no, I'm just saying, like,
is 101.
And,
yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. The business gets in completely in, like, contradiction of what you're trying to do.
You could throw us back to Moneyball. Right?
Yeah.
You could. Really, at the end of the day...
Yeah.
You could throw us back to Moneyball and play... And you could actually take the page out of the
New England... I know, maybe I should watch that movie again.
No, but you could even take the page out of the New England Patriots book back in the day. Nobody got paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
They just got the players that played.
Yeah. Other than Brady, though, right?
Yeah, but it took him a long time to get a lot of money.
It's true, actually. He had a fight.
He didn't make a ton of money, right? So it's like, maybe you got to take a page out of that.
Maybe there's something wrong with...
Do you want to be a Dallas Cowboy? Or do you want to chase dollars? Because if you want to go chase dollars, then go play for Carolina.
Yeah.
And never win a championship.
Yeah.
Because they'll pay you as much money as you want, Dak. Mm-hmm. Carolina will give you $60 million a year to go there.
Yeah.
Who are you going to throw to?
Yeah.
Who's your offensive line?
Yeah.
Who's your defensive line?
Yeah.
Who's going to get...
I could say that about Dallas right now.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like for Jerry Jones to come on and be like, wow, now we're going to have to trade because of Dak. But it's like, eventually you got to sit there and say, do you want to be here or do you want to go?
Yeah.
Because if you want to win, we've built the pieces around you to win. That means you can't be the highest paid quarterback.
Yeah.
But do you want to win? Because if you win, here's your bonus.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And eventually players got to start making bonuses.
Right.
Here's your salary. Here's your bonus.
Yeah.
Win.
Yeah.
Win a playoff game, win the conference, win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And you don't have to worry about your salary.
Yeah, I think incentive-laden contracts is, like, key.
Do you imagine if Kansas City never had Chris Jones, they never would have won the Super Bowl?
There's no way.
So you get Trey Parsons, you're never going to win a Super Bowl.
That's kind of my point, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. You're never going to win Parsons. You're never going to win a Super Bowl,
ever. That you drafted 11th overall, that, like, should have been the first round draft pick overall. Like, you're not going to find that guy. So now if you're Parsons, Joe, if you're Parsons, hearing this.
Bye.
You're like, oh, I'm sticking up for this owner. And he was. He's saying he's my guy. I want to be a Cowboy forever. He's saying all the right things. But then it's like when you hear that, you're like,
I'm just a number.
Wait a sec. You actually want to make a mistake because he's probably in his head. He's like, I'll have a huge chip on his shoulder.
Bye.
You want me to go somewhere else?
See ya. I'll get paid and I'll play.
Yeah, I'll go to Kansas City.
I'll do the same thing and I'll win.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Every team needs both sides of the field
star
players.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't.
Your stalwart guys. Your
checkbook can't be on one side of the field.
Yeah.
So you want to play your quarterback and your wide receiver all the money in the world? Great. You got nobody on the other side of the field.
Yeah.
You can put as many points up if you want, but if the other team's putting all the points up too, good luck with that. Yeah. Right? And I'll throw the Miami Dolphins back in this conversation too. Bradley Chubb has not played a snap of football this year. He's supposed to play this weekend. Why? Don't even play him.
Yeah.
Keep him till next year. A year off somebody is not bad for like a defensive end, right?
Yeah.
Jalen Phillips went down week two.
Yeah, they lost.
Those two guys.
They're their bookends.
They're the bookends of their defense. Yeah. I'm not saying they'd have a better record, but with those two guys on defense, they would make sure a big
difference.
Have more like chances to win games.
Yeah, your opportunity is definitely going to go higher.
Terry Jones needs to sell on the field. Terry Jones needs to sell this team and move on.
Yeah, he's like. It's like he's a...
Or get a GM and move on.
He's a salesman. He's a snaky salesman.
Or get a GM and move on because that's a dumb comment.
He just says weird things.
It's a dumb comment. If I'm Parsons, I'm like, trade me.
I know. He's a soundbite and like the only reason why even people record him and listen to him is because they want to make fun of him.
Can you imagine Parsons on Pittsburgh with Watt?
That would be insane.
Oh my God. And the future Pittsburgh has is not bad either.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I can only imagine...
Houston?
You best be Washington. Getting...
Imagine Parsons going to Washington with Quinn. Oh, my God. Like,
that's his guy. And, I mean, I'll be honest. Yeah. Last year, that's my guy.
You imagine within your division. Like, you imagine Jerry Jones loses Parsons to Washington.
And he destroys your team. Every time you play him, Parsons just goes AWOL on your offensive line.
It's destroys your so bad. I don't understand why all of a sudden it's... And I get why it's an offensive league because of the excitement.
Yeah.
And the fan base, and they want to see touchdowns. And they want to see the quarterback run. They want to see the running back run 60 yards for a touchdown. I get it.
Yeah.
It's exciting. But
defense is exciting, too.
Defense is
when you watch good defense.
When you watch football and you see a good defensive team out there, and they're stopping and they're sacking and there's no plays happening, and they're knocking down passes and they're stopping the run game, like that's winning your game.
Yeah. Like turnovers are fun, right?
100%.
Right? And but sacks are like turnovers.
Knocking a ball down is like a turnover.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you get that offense off the field because of that one play.
You get the offense off the field with no points.
Yeah, I know.
I don't care how much offense goes on the board. Defense is winning that game for you.
Yeah.
If you win 28-3, or no, if you win 43-3, defense won that game.
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
I'm sorry.
Just because you put up like a ton of points, but the other team got none? It tells you something about your team, yes.
Defense gets the game ball.
Yeah.
I don't care if your running back ran in four touchdowns.
Yeah, exactly, like, man.
You got to give it to your defense. These guys are... I think somehow down the league, it's going the other way. But it was defense one time.
Oh, yeah.
J.J. Watt got money.
The defense got their money.
It's just not...
Yeah, they're still paid handsomely. But the sway towards the offense is getting a little bit much.
Yeah. Especially with the wide receiver. Especially if you have a wide receiver quarterback duel. Of top elite players like a Dak and CeeDee
Lamb. Yeah, and not enough
like a Tua and Hill. You know what I mean? Like you're getting to a point where it's gonna get really heavy on one side.
For sure.
Versus the other, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, it is what it is.
All right. Well, I mean, we could probably just keep talking, but we probably should
wait. We'll say that for the playoffs because it's gonna get deep.
Yeah.
Soon.
We're gonna we're going to see you guys next week, I hope. You know, unless we get snowed in or something, you know, because we get a lot of winter.
We'll get snowed in. A lot of football this weekend. A lot of games.
Going to be good, Joe.
It'll be fun. Can't wait to see who's now really in the mix.
All right. Look forward to it next week. Bye.
See ya.